The Dental Brief is brought to you by Omni Premier Marketing and the amazing guests who bring wisdom and advice that you can put to use to take your business and practices to the next level. Find us on Facebook and join the conversation. Get ready to grow because we are kicking off the next episode in 3, 2, 1.
This comes very easy to you, right? Or at least it appears that way. But at one time it didn't, right? This is something that you've practiced and that you've mastered.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this right now, and I can tell you that I've had similar skills to this that I've let go away because I just haven't needed to use them in forever, which has made it fun to go there and pick some of this back up again and learn some more. But this is something that you have to practice. This is something that you learn, and then you need to learn it again, and then you need to teach it to someone if you really want it to set in, and then you need to keep doing it over and over and over again. If you stopped doing this, if you took 6 months off, if you took a 3 years off to try to join the senior golf tour, what would happen? I know you're not old enough, but you will be soon. What would happen?
I love how you throw senior in there. That's great.
Yeah. Well, that's my goal. That's my, I'm 49. I got like 1 year. I'm like, I can get there, you know,
me and you. Yeah. So this is the deal. Yeah. I teach this 8 to 10 hours a day, every single day.
Yeah.
Every hour I'm going back to these things.
Right.
Even me, I had to type out and I had to think, okay, how do I want to start this? Even me, mastery comes through repetition. Alex Nottingham says it all the time. Repetition helps create mastery. What you can't do is say, oh, that's not me. My patients are going to see someone different. I'm uncomfortable with that. Then back to definition of insanity. You're going to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You're not going to get the things that you want. To get what you've never achieved before, you got to be willing to do something you've never tried before. You got to go for it. And that's right. You just put it in place and you perfect it over and over again, but you got to work on it as a team. You got to have a coach create accountability with you, say, this is working, this is not working. And then you got to metric, you got to monitor this. You got to make sure that you're evaluating, is it working? And if I start having this conversation in hygiene now, I'm not going to see results for another 6 months down the line.
Right.
So you don't do it for a day and go, well, that didn't work. I got a cancellation on Tuesday.
Yeah. It's a little harsh, what I'm going to say. You know, I do that from time to time. But at one period of time, if you're the most skilled dentist on the planet, at one period of time, holding a drill inside of somebody's open mouth was not you. At one period of time, that was not you. You could not do that. You didn't know how to do that. And you would have felt horrible if you tried, right? So some of this stuff can certainly be a little hard. And at this time, it's not you. But with a lot of this stuff, Eric, I say to people, and again, it's harsh. But if you don't like learning how to interact at the highest level with people, you really don't like money. Or it could be said that you like cancellations, that you like patients who don't accept treatment, right? I mean, isn't that kind of what you're saying? If you say, hey, I don't want to learn these things, it's not.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. No, I get how that's a direct approach. I love it. It's a direct approach. Yeah. Listen, if you're frustrated with something that's happening in your business, and what we're frustrated about is people aren't getting healthier.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is about getting patients healthier. The money will show up. If you get patients healthier, the money will show up. But if they're canceling, now you have the expenses of all those patients that day without the patient getting health.
Right.
Right. Somebody else wasn't getting healthy. You have a team member standing around. You have all the expenses still and no income to cover that cost. Yep. So I 100% agree with you. So if you're a phenomenal clinician, but you're an average communicator, your patient is going to see you as an average clinician. Yep. That's the bottom line.
When you develop near mastery or mastery level skills at this, I can see areas where you can step this up. So you talked about where you know, someone that's talking to customers and booking appointments. You mentioned, you know, people are not furniture, so don't say front desk. I love that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, that person could find out, hey, Eric, what days work for you for 6 months in advance? And you're like, hey, the Wednesdays and Thursdays are always bad for me, right? Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays are always horrible for me. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Patrick likes Mondays and Tuesdays, great. Right? So now when I come back in, you're ready to book. Patrick, I know you like Mondays and Tuesdays.
It's always in there.
Which one's better? And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, these people know who I
remember.
Am. Yep. Right? They know my schedule. They care about things like this. If you care about my schedule, I know you care about me.
Yep. Right. So what you're tapping into is that credibility formula. Credibility creates confidence, your competence. So how do you create credibility? Well, you're communicating to you, I already know this about you, right? We got on our meeting today and I said, hey, how was the football game? You know, Sunday. I remembered that we had that conversation. We're developing relationship and rapport, and you also see me as credible at what I'm doing. You're just not another tooth to me. You're just not another number to me. You're a human being that I have a relationship with. There's a person walking through the door, not a tooth walking through the door. And I say all the time, we might be in the tooth industry, but we are in the relationship business. So if you're not good at building relationships, you will not be good at doing dentistry, which is what you want to do. So get, I'm along with you. Get over the fact that you want to just, you know, just use the drill. If you were the master technician and you just stood there, nobody's going to know. You got to have a website. You got to say who you are with the website. You got to have someone out there promoting you. You got to ask referrals. You got to have a team. You got to answer the phone well. All of those things come into play. It's just not that easy to go to school, become a dentist, walk out the door and go, I've arrived. It's the constant pursuit.
So I don't know that we have time to dive into this. So I want you to give a 40,000 foot view.
Okay.
A text message doesn't give the option to cancel. It's a reminder.
Yes.
That person calls, Eric, I'm sorry, I can't make it to my appointment today. I can't make it to my appointment 5 minutes. I can't make it to my appointment tomorrow, today.
Or they missed it or whatever it is. Yeah, they're calling to cancel. Yeah, they're calling to cancel in some form or fashion. Okay.
Right.
On the prevention side, just know that if you're focused on why and that they want to schedule it, they're going to apologize for having to cancel because they already know this is a big deal and they feel bad. Okay.
Yeah.
The goal is to get to a place where you say, are you sure there's an any way you can keep this appointment today? So I'm beginning with the end in mind. I'm going to get to that question where I say, are you sure there's any way you can keep this? I'm going to remind them how far out it's scheduled. I'm going to remind them of the urgency that we created at the last appointment. So it's something to remember is cancellations, you know, whose fault is it? The person who answers the phone, you know, don't touch it. I don't want to be blamed, you know. No, it's everyone's responsibility. Where does the cancellation start? At the last appointment they were at, when we had an ineffective conversation there where we didn't express why this appointment was important and when it was going to happen and how long you'd wait and what the potential loss is down the line, the consequences. So remember, all of those things have already happened when I have this phone call. So you call in, we have to first stop with the number one response we hear team members say when a cancellation call comes in. You say, yeah, I can't make my appointment. Two-letter response every single time. Okay. That's the first word a vast majority of the time out of our team members' mouth. Okay. Well, let's find another time you can make. I accept what you say. Let's get you rescheduled. That is not the goal. The goal is try to save the appointment today or tomorrow's appointment. So I say, instead of okay, I say, oh. And notice the change in my voice, right? Oh, well, Patrick, is everything all right?
Well, you know, I just got super busy and I double booked appointments and I can't, there's no way I can make it.
Oh, gotcha. So you have to act like someone's breaking up with you. It's not this, oh, well, I'm a great customer service person. Let me help you. It's funny. The customer service charm will kick in on recordings when we listen to them at this call. And the customer service charm does not kick in on a new patient phone call. Think about that, how backwards that is. Oh, a new patient. They're just shopping, you know?
Right.
Oh, cancellation. But I got to make sure I get them. And we get too pleasant here. Show disappointment. My goal here is to try to save this appointment today, but also I have a secondary goal that you never try this again. Without policy, without threatening you, you're never going to want to go through this phone call with me again because you're going to hear how heartbroken I am. Okay. So well, hold on 1 second, Patrick, while I pull up your record. And I put you on hold. I'm not making it easy. And I'm looking for two things. I'm looking for, are you a frequent offender? And what was the reason for return on this? What was the condition that the doctor diagnosed for you to say, okay, I want to solve this problem? When I pick up the phone, I say, Patrick, and let's say you're not a frequent offender, right? You came in for one visit and now you're off to Florida. Something's going on, right? And I say, Patrick, I can see here the last time you're in, Dr. Smith and you were both concerned about what's going on X, Y, and Z. Focus on condition. I'm not saying you really need this crown. I'm not saying, you know, treatment. And then I say, I know that our schedule is now, we're scheduling patients about 4 weeks out with a doctor. That's added risk for you when it comes to this area of your mouth. Are you sure you want to risk rescheduling this out 4 weeks and assuming that risk? Or do you think, is there any way you can make this appointment today?
Yeah.
And then... It'll depend. Is it really an urgent thing in your life or not?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Eric, one thing that I recommend to people, and you may not like this, and that's fine too. I mean, we can always disagree, right? We have the same motive, which is to help dentists grow. I always recommend on brand new patients that the dentist that they're seeing call the patient the night before the appointment. And they always say, well, I don't want to talk to people. You're never going to talk to anyone. All you're going to get is voicemail. Like if you actually talk to someone, it's going to be huge. But it basically says, you know, hello, this is Dr. Jones. I see I've got you on my schedule tomorrow. I can't wait to meet with you. If you have any concerns or comments, go ahead and give me a call. But I can't wait to meet you tomorrow. And I think you will improve that language. I'm sure that you can and will. But the reason why I like it is it shows that patient that the doctor cares, that the doctor's involved, the doctor knows who they are. They know why they're coming in.
That's right.
And I think that actually increases case acceptance. Yep. So when the doctor sees them the next day, it's a familiar voice.
Yep.
Right? They already kind of feel like they know the person a little bit when they first
100% agree with you.
You're more likely to accept treatment at that time. You like that?
You're building trust. Yeah, you're building trust. So we call this the doctor call the day before. I like to call the day before. If the doctor, you know, you got one or two new patients a day that you got to call, and you're going to leave a message, you're going to introduce yourself, and you're letting them know how excited you are that they're joining the practice. Doesn't replace your courtesy call, doesn't replace any of your text message. It's in addition to, it's for new patients. We never have patients walk in the door when we do this, and the new patient walks in the next day with Virginia up front and go, oh my gosh, I was going to cancel this appointment, but the doctor called me, so I'm here. They don't admit to that, right? But what we do here is, wow, I can't believe the doctor gave me a call. That was so cool. I really, really thought that was cool. And again, credibility, rapport. Yeah. Case acceptance, all of that is connected. This is an effective communication tool that you can easily implement. So if you ever have new patients who no-show, if you ever have new patients who are no-showing, this is a great tool that you just, we call the doctor new patient call day before, make that call, leave a message, do it right. Don't say things like, please do me a favor, asterisk here. If it's an emergency patient, don't call them. Because if they get the doctor on the phone and it's an emergency patient, they're going to ask for one thing. Yeah. They're going to want you to try. Exactly. Or they're going to want meds or something. So those patients, you got to get in. But for an adult comprehensive exam patient, one or two phone calls a day, it's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think that when we start talking to practices, when they want to do a strategy session with them, there's a lot of conversations that I have where I know you don't have an advertising issue. You have a phone issue. I know that like right from the start. And I've had this happen where I've actually talked to dentists about it before they started working. So I'm only getting 10 new patients per month. I need 30 to 40. And I start looking at some things and I think they're there right now. And to come up to find out, people are talking patients out of book.
Yeah.
Or they can't even get a hold of it. They can't even get a hold of the person that's answering the phone, not the front desk. So, you know, we're going a little bit long here, but this is awesome information. Yeah. I want to make it really clear that this is the tip of the iceberg as far as really understanding and mastering cancellation. I know we've talked about new patient calls a little bit. What's one more tidbit that you can give us today? And before you do that, I want to tell our listeners that at All Star Dental Academy, you have online portal with a lot of, I'm not sure if you call them modules, but they're basically lessons, right? That you and your team can follow. The price is, I'm not even going to give the price because it's so ridiculously low. I think that you guys could charge a significant higher price for the amount of value that people get with this, but it is really, really low. People spend more money on coffee per month than what you charge. So check it out, All Star Dental Academy. Good. So give us that one more tidbit, Eric. Give us one more nugget here.
Yeah. And I will say, if you compare that $190,000 of lost value for cancellations to the cost of what All Star Dental Academy is, it's ridiculously, like, why not save $90,000, $95,000 a year?
Yeah.
So the last tidbit I would tell you is this. You're living in a world that perpetuates the world you're living in. So if you use verbal skills that give you a result that you don't like, it's based upon the words that you're using. So if you don't like getting cancellations, it has to do with how you're teaching people to treat you.
Yeah.
Simple example. That quick fill list. At the beginning, I wanted to come back to this. I don't want to leave people hanging on that. At the end of a phone call, if I do reschedule you out 4 weeks, you're never going to reschedule for me again because I put you through the ringer on the phone call, right? But at the end of the phone call, you say something to me like, hey, if you get something sooner, will you give me a call? Right. And what you're telling me is, hey, if some other jerk cancels their appointment too, I'll take their spot. And if I admit to that, I just let them off the hook.
Right.
So you need to have effective communication here and say, you know, Patrick, because the schedule is the way it is, people really aren't rescheduling their appointments.
Right.
However, I know this is important to you, and I know this is important to Dr. Smith. Let me talk with the doctor. I'll review the schedule with him, and I'm going to see what we can come up with for you and see what we can do, and I will give you a call back.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Now I hang up the phone. I get a cancellation because I'm not out yet. I haven't perfected my system, but I get a cancellation and I call you up and I say, Patrick, this is called willing to see you. I say, Patrick, I talked with Dr. Smith and I was right. He's concerned about you waiting that long to get this tooth taken care of. And he said he'd be willing to see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock if you were certain this would work for your schedule.
Right.
That is a different than saying, Patrick, yeah, hey, we have an opening in our schedule tomorrow. I'm wondering if you can come in, right? What did I just tell you? I just told you somebody else canceled and I let you off the hook before, just like I let somebody else off the hook, and I'm going to keep calling in. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get in. That means it's easy to cancel. So move away from that. Don't talk about an ASAP list. Don't talk about a cancellation list anymore. Don't talk about, hey, we have an opening or a change in the schedule. It's, I'm going to go to bat for you with the doctor. We're going to talk about you and get you in sooner. You're important to me. I'm going to roll out the red carpet for you. And two, willing to see you. Doctors said they'd be willing to see you.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a fan of fear mongering, but I love doing it in this area when we talk about new practices and trajectory, right? And where you end up and the path that you're on. And this is something for people to really take to heart. If cancellations are $100,000 a year problem inside of a practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 20 years ahead of you and you implement these strategies today and master these strategies.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
$100,000 in income. Rule of seven on that first year is 300 grand. I mean, we're literally talking about probably $2 to $3 million worth of revenue. When you take the rule of seven, money multiple doubles every 7 years, right? Invested. You're literally talking about $2 to $3 million over a 20 year career.
Probably even shorter. I mean, so that, you're talking about lost potential of taking that money and doing something with it,
investing in it.
Yeah. So not only do you have the costs and expenses of that open time, but you're losing opportunity to do something with that money you would have attained. So completely agree with you. It's exponential on the problems cancellations create. We can start checking off. So if you're getting this 1 hour or more per day, please just email us. Email Heather@allstardentalacademy.com. Heather@allstardentalacademy.com. She will sit down with you and talk with you about what you're going through the practice completely for free. She'll talk about how simple it is to get you someone who can help, and we'll take it from there with you. Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. All-Star Dental Academy. Eric Vickery, President of Coaching at All-Star. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Patrick. Anytime.